سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعزنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون. وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون. وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب، فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم. إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم، وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, Surah Yasin is one of the famous surahs of the Quran. Last week we recited the beginning verses, and today I've started from ayat number 8 till number 12. During the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the early days of Makkah, whenever Rasulullah sallam used to give invitation towards Islam, towards Allah, towards the life after death, the non-Muslim aliyaz billah used to mock Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and used to cause all types of harm and difficulty. Among the enemies of Islam was Abu Jahl. And it so happened once Rasulullah was reciting the Quran by the Haram, and Abu Jahl, he took a big rock or a stone, aliyazu billah, with the evil intention of throwing it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he made that evil intention, Allah Ta'ala punished him immediately. His hand became stiff and it got stuck by the neck. And also somebody else also tried to cause harm. Abu Jahl told the people, "See what happened to me. I was trying to throw the stone and my hand got stuck by my neck." So he asked Rasulullah to make him maaf, make dua, Allah must remove that difficulty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being rahmatul lil alamin, mercy unto mankind. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the desire that Abu Jahl and every non-Muslim accept Islam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, "Ya Allah, remove the difficulty from Abu Jahl." And the commentators of the Quran mention that all those that say things against Allah and Rasulullah sallam, or say things against a clear ayat of the Quran, utters words of kufr and shirk, aliyazu billah, say the different types of azab people may get in Jahannam. Sometimes they get azab in this world also. May Allah protect us. But one of the types of punishment they will get is that a yoke will be put on the neck, and with that the faces will be up and the eyes will be raised to the sky. And when the eyes are raised to the sky, you can't see down, you can't see on your side, you can't see on your left. And Allah Ta'ala mentioned next ayat, وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَخْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And Allah Ta'ala placed a barrier in front of them and a barrier behind them, and thus they are encircled by us, so they do not see. We read our salah, we recite, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Allah must guide us on the straight path, on the right path. Now, when people are arrogant, they're not prepared to listen the verses of the Quran, the correct teaching of Islam, from the Mubarak lips of Rasulullah SAW. So a type of a punishment came where they were blocked, that the heart and mind cannot accept haq, cannot accept the truth. And when Rasulullah SAW was making hijrah from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, and the enemies of Islam, they got the youngsters from each tribe, and each youngster had a sharper sword, and they had an evil intention, aliyazu billah. When Rasulullah leave his Mubarak house, they will pounce on him and make him shaheed, aliyazu billah. But Allah informed Rasulullah, and our Nabi read this ayat from Surah Yasin, وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَخْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. Nabi took some sand in his hand, recited this verse, and he blew it. It so happened the sand made them blind for that few moments. And Nabi left the home. And when they left the home, they waited, waited. Eventually, when they entered the home, they found Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallam, as-saduq al-amin, the honest, the trustworthy. Today we have banks to keep our valuables, we have safes, etc. Those days when the people had valuables, they looked for an honest, trustworthy person amongst them, and they should leave the valuables by them. And they had so much love and respect for Rasulullah before Nabi Sam could invite them to Islam, that they should leave the valuables by him. And Rasulullah read Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu with the same intention, that he must return the amanat, the valuable and the trust of others, return it to them. But Allah Ta'ala made Rasulullah go. Then Allah Ta'ala says about this hypocrites and arrogant people, these proud, arrogant people, you remind them of the commands of Allah, that good action takes you to Jannah, and the sins and disobedience to Allah, especially kufr and shirk, ascribing partners to Allah, will take them to Jahannam forever. May Allah protect us. They are so arrogant, Allah knows the condition of the heart and mind. They will not accept. So Allah Ta'ala says, leave them. إِنَّمَا تُنْزِرُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الزِّكْرَ وَخَشْيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةِ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Give advices to those that are humble, got the fear of Allah, and are receptive to the teachings of Rasulullah SAW, and they are humble, and they are coming to the masjid and sitting in the programs also that takes place. And one of the qualities is the fear of Allah. And they know that sins and disobedience of Allah will take them to Jahannam, and good action will take them to Jannah. The firm belief in the life after death. And فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Give them glad tidings of forgiveness from Allah and great rewards. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. Surely we will give new life to the dead, and we are recording whatever deeds they send ahead, whatever effects they leave behind, and everything is fully accomplished in the knowledge by Allah. Everything is fully computed by us in a manifest source book. Whatever good action we do, one is kiram and katibin, the angels writing good deeds and the angels writing the sins. But Allah is so merciful and so ghafur rahim. When a person intends to do good actions, intends to read salah, to give charity, to recite Quran, whatever, one reward is written. And when we carry out this good action, Allah multiplies the reward 10 times. Man ja bil hasanati falwashra msaliha. And if a person, aliyazu bil, intends to commit something haram, commit some sin and guna, look at something haram, listen at haram, touch haram, may Allah protect us. Allah tells the angels, don't write. And if he changes his intention, Allah will forgive. And if nafs or shaitan overpowered him and they ended up doing that haram, Allah tells the angel, write only one sin. But if they make sincere tawbah again, Allah will forgive them. And one thing is, once we leave the world, what we left behind, we left something good, good will continue. And on the day of Qiyamah also, the record, our book of deeds, people stay out of astonished, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُخَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا مَا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. So what type of book is this, that my small or big, all actions are being recorded? So may Allah guide us to make tawbah and only good. And lastly, if we did, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِسْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Assist one another good and do not assist one another in sins. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahman Marif al-Quran, I got Marif al-Quran in front of me, got a beautiful hadith in this verse of Surah Yasin, that what legacy we left behind. Sayyidina Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man sanna sunnatan hasanatan falahu ajruha wa ajru man amila biha min ba'dihi من غير أن ينقص من أجورهم شيئا ومن سن سنة سيئة كان عليه وزرها ووزر من عمل بها من بعده لا ينقص من أوزارهم شيئا ثم تلا ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم إلى آخر الآية من جهة تفسير ابن كثير. Whoever started a good practice, educated the people about Salah, about Quran, or Ulama Ikram at 27 in the Khidmat of Deen, to teach in the afternoon Maktar Madrasas, those children when they grow up, the reward of the Salah and Quran will go on the Ustad in the Abbas. Those Ulama that are teaching 6-7 hours of the day in the Darul Looms, they are the chosen servants of Allah. And the students that graduate from those institutes, they go to different towns and cities and countries of the world. And whichever city, country of the world, they are doing dini khidmat, doing imamah, teaching afternoon maktab madrasa, doing jamaat, or going for gash, going for 3 days. All the good a'mal will go to the reward. The reward will go to the ustads and the parents. And if the ustads and the parents pass away, the rewards of the students and the children will continue on the parents and the ustad. And without the least decrease of reward, those that do the good action, they will get the full reward, and the ustads And those that were instrumental, even the Jamaat brothers, they went for Gush, got somebody to the masjid. That person made his son a Hafiz Alim. Whoever was instrumental, Allah Ta'ala has the complete knowledge and they'll get the full reward. And this is something we must be very, very concerned. I myself, Allah give me tawfiq of practicing. And whoever started a bad practice, on him shall be its sin, along with the sin of whoever acts what in accordance with it after him, without the least decrease in the sins of others acting upon it. Mentioned Ibn Kathir. And if you started something wrong, something that is made haram in Islam, clear teachings of the Quran, and you taught the wrong thing to the people, so the sin of others will also be on your shoulders. Always be humble, don't aspire positions, because it's an amanat, and the day of Qiyamah we have to answer. Rather, let other people be in important position and we be humble. Allah give me tawfiq of practicing. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.